Well, today it used to be Thousand Guineas Day at Caulfield. It's now Blue Sapphire Day. And let's talk about the race. First up with Andrew Scott, the co-trainer of Summer Passage. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, you looked at the Caulfield Guineas and then you drew a very poor barrier.
We drew the outside gate. So we just thought it was a bit of a mission impossible there, Andrew. And look, I think the horse that started from the outside gate finished sort of midfield, and that could have been quite easily us. So we just thought, let's just try and give him a fighting chance at least.
So what have you done with his training? Because you would have been sort of, I guess, in some way extending it out to run a mile, and then suddenly today you're in 1,200.
Obviously, we were sort of relying a little bit on his dam side where he was. He's bred to run a bit of a trip on his mother's side, and we sort of, we relied on only the Caulfield Guineas trial to sort of really fit him up for it, and we didn't really grind him into the dirt to have him ready to run a hard mile. And quite fortunately, we made this decision, very early Tuesday. So he's had a really quiet week just to sort of recharge his batteries and freshen his legs. And, we believe he's put on a bit of body weight in the last week. And, he certainly on the way there, he trained on Monday morning. He had good energy about him. So we're hoping that he'll sprint well today.
The run in the Guineas prelude was obviously at 1,400, but it showed us that he's no surprise to us here in Sydney with the run in the sires earlier this year, that he's got plenty of quality.
Yeah, well, you sort of look around his form out of Sydney, and I think the horse that finished third behind him when he ran second in the sires would come out and won the Golden Road. So yeah, the form around him is quite good, and the horse that finished behind him in the Caulfield Guineas ran second in the Guineas. So he's got good form as it be only in New Zealand over 1,200, and we're hoping that he has got enough speed to keep up today and, obviously be competitive. But, he'll be interesting. We'd just like to probably see him draw a little bit better, Andrew, but they tell me there's a lot of speed inside him. So we're going to have to leave a fair bit up to Hugh Bowman.
Well, it's no better jock to leave it to, mate. As you say, there looks to be a fair amount of pace inside. So hopefully it just sets it up that you'll be able to run on. The suggestion I'm hearing is that the rail's in the same position as Saturday, is that they are going to be getting off that inside rail.
Oh, well, that might play into our hands a fraction there, Andrew. And, hopefully they, it's a really hard run, 1,200, and, we might be one of the last men standing. But, we're pleased with the horse. He's continued to improve. Like, he's been here nearly 6 weeks now, and when he arrived, he looked a little bit winterish out of New Zealand, but he's certainly conditioned up, and the horse looks terrific. So we're just hoping he can keep on and improve, and hopefully he races well today.
Good on you, mate. Good luck, Andrew. A lot of effort goes into any race, and you've been patient with him. Good luck in this one today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Scott and Lance O'Sullivan from Wexford back in New Zealand.